Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Hi, welcome to Dating Intelligence, the podcast, where we give relationship advice from dating to marriage and everything else in between, and always with the goal of helping you to continuously be the best you at all times.
So if you're looking for real life and honest information to help you navigate your relationships, we've got you covered.
Yep, you always got me covered, girl. You got my back, right?
I do.
All right. So, Jamie, still in Vegas. When am I getting out of here?
Never.
Okay. You're
just get a second house here.
I like your city, but I want to go home.
No. Stay, please.
I'll stay a little longer.
Come on.
All right. So we have an incredible guest on today, and I can't tell you how excited we are to have him on today. This show is going to be a lot of fun. So I'm going to start by saying on the record that this episode, for the first time ever, has nothing to do with relationships. And we're just going to just go with this one.
I'm going to incorporate a little relationship.
Okay.
Because he's kind of hot. So girls are going to want to know.
All right.
First off, I'm going to cut
know.
You off.
Yeah.
Are you single?
I am single.
All right, ladies, here we go.
All right, then. So listeners, kick your feet up, grab a chink, and just be. So now, no matter what you do in life, our guest host did it his way from the ground up. And I have to say, he's fucking mad genius on how he's worked his way up in one of the craziest cities in the world. This guy has made a life living in the nightlife and hospitality fast lane, which, as we all know, it's no easy feat. Following a tour of Iraq in the United States Marine Corps, he came to Las Vegas where he began to build his personal brand. He started at the Hard Rock Cafe and since then has built an amazing portfolio that has catapulted him to the top of his industry. Please welcome Jason J. Rock Craig to the show.
Woo!
What's up, buddy?
Okay.
Yeah. Is that me clap?
studio audience.
I like how he did his own little
applause. Hand clap.
I
know. Cool.
He really appreciates himself. I love that. All right. So Jason J. Rock, this is what was going on today. So first of all, how's everything going right now?
Everything's going pretty good. You know, now that we're back to being open and things are... We're coming out of this 2020 year, everything reopening again was, you know, it took some time to get everything kind of dialed in. But now we're starting to see some turns and obviously there's still some things, with COVID and, things that we have to pay attention to, but we're open, we're moving,
right.
We're making money, people are employed again. So all in all, it's on the up and up. And
is it a big pivot or just kind of minor pivots right now with that being said?
It's a lot of different pivots, you know, and honestly, it's still changing. Mm-hmm. You know, we just had new restrictions that came in, you know, this last week, right? So there's things that we have to pay attention to and just kind of have the foresight of, you know, making sure that we're prepared for worst case scenario. We're just going forward.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. All right, so Jamie, this is what we're talking about today. I think it's right up his alley. It's going to be called Bottoms Up. You know, do you have what it takes to work your way from the ground floor to the top? And how motivated are you in order to get that stuff done? And what does it take to get there? So these are all the things we're going to talk about. I know that you've had this winding, curvy career of things that have happened in your life, you know, being in the Marine Corps and going from there. I mean, once you decide to go to the Marine Corps, what did you see at that time in your life? What did you want?
Honestly, at that time in my life, I just wanted to protect the country and kind of do my part.
How old were you, to cut you off?
19.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. 19 years old. I joined right after September 11th. I joined September 17th. I wanted to join the Marine Corps cause they were the toughest ones and I wanted to protect the country and give my life if I had to.
That's great. So yeah. After that now, let's after that moment when you decide, you know, I've had enough, my 4 years are up, I can actually either stay in or move on to something else. What did you have a plan at that point? Did you know where you wanted to be?
You know, before I was in the Marines, I had just gone through massage therapy school, and I was doing massage therapy. Mm. I was going to school.
You heard
full-time.
That, ladies?
I was going to say that's going to be a lot massages. Of trouble for a lot of ladies.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to school full time at UNLV. I was boxing on the UNLV team, and when I came back, I tried to get back into school. Had a hard time.
Okay,
I was having a hard time kind of concentrating on school again, and I started in fire. I was looking at the fire department, and I went to EMT school. So I was doing that, and then I got a job at the Hard Rock.
Okay,
which the Hard Rock at the time was the spot, right, mm-hmm. in Las Vegas.
There, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah, it was the hottest spot, and I took a very lowly position. I was a trash guy.
Okay.
And I just worked my way up, and I, in that process of going through the fire department training, going through the EMT training and doing the ride alongs with the fire department, it did feel very much like the military, which was okay, but I kind of needed a break from that. And, as I was kind of, in nightlife hospitality, I started moving up very fast.
Okay.
I found that I was just kind of outworking a lot of people. When it comes to physical things, I've always been really good. So I was moving up fast, and I started really enjoying it. And I started seeing guys in the industry, and how well that they were doing.
Right.
And I just made the decision of like, this is what I want to do. I was seeing the guys who were opening Body English and the clubs that were there at the time, and I was a part of opening Rehab, which is the first pool party really in Vegas. And so seeing that, I was like, okay, I'm doing this.
That's great.
And kind of. Set my goals and set my vision. And honestly, I've been able to get to every single one of those thus far. And now I got my new goals and going after those.
Tell us a little bit about your new goals. Like what do you have?
So the new goals right now is, I was, previously, and I still am in a partner in a company called Click Hospitality. Click Hospitality has done some pretty amazing things. It was my first partnership and really owning and operating venues. And I learned a lot from Andy Massey, who is he's the founder of the company, who also used to own the Light Group. So I was able to learn a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
And opening multiple venues in multiple cities. And from there, I'm at the point where it's time to start my own thing.
Yeah,
and
that's
so,
great.
I started my own company. It's called ITM In The Moment. I'm still partners with Click as well, but just doing some of our own projects, a couple of us.
But this is your own project, your own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, which is, it's really exciting. And that's kind of the main focus right now is building that company, also maintaining the venues in which we have. But building the company, a lot like Andy did in his past and kind of seeing how he was able to do it and structuring the business in a very similar fashion. But I do want to reach past food and beverage, hospitality stuff. So there's multiple projects coming.
That's
and
great.
I raised a bunch of money and that kind of deal.
That's so awesome. And this is Jamie, this is exactly why you're here, by the way. And thank you for being here and sharing this. It starts with, I feel like for you, when you said you started at the bottom, when you started at the Hard Rock, you're motivated, and that's huge. And all of a sudden you saw something like you like to be in the industry. And once you're in there, a lot of people, like you said, you've passed a lot of people because some people just get content in their shit. And it's just like, no, like I see beyond that point.
Right,
and you have
right.
that vision where that's why you're at where you're at right now. It's not easy, but you have to have the passion, the motivation, and the work ethic to get to that point. And, so my question to you is along the way, how do you, I know the nightlife industry very well. Like I'm in it a lot. Used to be in way too much, actually.
Man.
But I guess what I'm getting at is how did you convince people like, hey, I'm the guy that can do this. And then, because building up, first of all, it's promotional, it's this and that, and the whole gamut. And to get to where you are, it's a stepping stone, but people have to trust you and believe in what you can do.
What set you apart from everyone else?
Yeah.
So really,
a younger age, by the way.
At the younger age, I was full energy.
So you were at rehab then?
I was.
So, okay.
I was.
Which was like, just so you guys know, it was literally the hottest pool party in Vegas.
But you said you helped start it though.
I did. See, I was a busser at that time.
Okay.
So you had graduated
and a bar back.
From, from the trash.
Yes. I graduated from the trash, which was definitely a plus. And I started bar backing and busing. You know, I kind of worked my way up through every position, but I opened up out there as bar backing.
Which I will say is just going to make you that much more incredible of like an owner. Because you've actually put in the work at
every
spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, transitioning upward and having that experience through rehab, and then from there, you know, really kind of going and really working in every position for the most part. Operationally, I didn't get to a GM level or on the management side. So I've always been really focused on VIP services and the marketing side of things was always where I kind of shined. I was really good at throwing parties. I always was.
Right.
And that's, you know, I transitioned into becoming a VIP host, and I did really well as a host. And during that period of time, to your point, I was able to maybe just differentiate myself because I was kind of building my own brand, right? I mean, there's the nickname, right? That, well, I guess we'll get to that at some point, but I have the nickname, and then,
that down.
You know, I just kind of did things in my own way. And then, you know, even as a host, and I started, you know, really kind of taking a liking to marketing, you know, the guys around me were like, you know, you should be doing your own parties.
Okay.
You know? And so I started throwing my own parties, and I was very successful, you know, and every party I took on, I was selling it out myself.
That's
You know, doing the marketing, I was building the content for it, and, you know, the direction. And there was like these J-Rock parties and stuff that I did back then, and really kind of capitalized on that. And yeah, I was building my own brand at the same time. So along with the experience, I was kind of building my name in the hospitality industry in a positive way.
Yeah, you put in the work, man.
So what direction do you want to see yourself go? Like, are you now looking to create parties?
Well, I mean, now I'm still creating parties with, you know, Ilya and some of the venues in which we have.
Which I will say, the environment is unlike anything that I've ever seen in
Vegas. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, different than I've ever experienced.
Yeah, we were like, almost like this Burning Man
vibe.
It's just so laid back, but just the sound in
there
and everything's incredible.
Everything just looks so beautiful and amazing. Mm-hmm. So, good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you for saying that, because that's exactly what we were going for.
Ilya, guys. It's Ilya where he's at now, by the way.
Yes.
It's at the Virgin Hotel, by the way. It's unbelievably amazing. If you get a chance, please go there. Even if you just go there for the party, you know, just to see J-Rock. I mean, this guy's awesome.
Come to see me. Come to see me.
He walked up to me. I met him for the first time yesterday. I was like, holy shit, this guy looks awesome. You know, like, I want to be next to him. But incredible. But I know, going back to that. So I know you had said with your brand right now, there's another vision after everything you're doing right now. You have something else that you're wanting to do. And I think he just said a little bit of that. There's another step that he's venturing out into something new. I think because now that you've created your brand, which is unbelievable, amazing, it gives you those opportunities to put your, you know, dabble in other avenues now.
Yeah. And that was one of the main reasons of, you know, finding some capital investment, you know, so that we could build the infrastructure and build our team and then take on more projects.
Okay.
And the projects are coming in. You know, we've had a lot of time. And during 2020, you know, my other partner, Mike, and I really were grinding heavily on these upcoming opportunities, because as bad as COVID was, you know, a lot of opportunities come from these kind of situations, unfortunately. So we were looking to capitalize on that. And Mike's background is in hotels. And so that's the direction I'm looking to go. Boutique hotels.
Nice.
I love that.
Yeah.
When I travel, I always look for
boutique-style
hotels.
Yeah,
so
100%. I think that's super smart.
And that's what the vibe is, too. It's very, like, boutique-ish. It's not something that you typically see, like, anywhere else. So loved that.
Yeah. And we're not, you know, I'm not limited to that. You know, we've looked at so many different things, and I definitely want to, you know, work on projects that I'm invested in, you know, fully, that I want, you know, that I enjoy. So that's a big part of it too. You know, it's obviously being successful in the boutique hotel brands is great, because now I can put my food and beverage knowledge and the nightlife hospitality side of things into that hotel project. But, you know, we're looking at gyms, we're looking at all kinds
incredible.
Of other things. So, you know, definitely want to expand the portfolio a bit.
Do you like the work?
Opportunities.
I do.
You're
I like the
it,
creation.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part, is the creational part. you know, my partner Mike's very analytical and I'm very in the creative side. Okay. And so we kind of, we make a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We make a really good team in that sense. You know, I like to say I'm offense and he's defense. Right, you need both to win games. Both.
You do, but that's smart because you knew that early on. Where I feel like you said, it's very hard for. I'm a creative type. It's like, and I tell everyone all the time, even with the podcasting, I said, dude, and you've been really good at this. I go, I need someone to take care of the business side for me because I can create the content. I'm the creator. I got all the other stuff down, but sometimes it gets to a shelf. You only get so far and you need that extra push.
I'm the business side of it. Yeah, so I'm always like, where's the money? Mm-hmm. I'm looking. Yeah.
Right. But it's, but at the same time though, you know, well, we can say money,
but,
money.
Just trying to, make the most and it has to make sense, you know?
Right. So. Did you ever think that, you know, and this is for our listeners, and I have a very, this is where, you know, we were laughing off here. So J-Rock's the intelligent one on this episode today because he knows a lot about this space. And what I want to know for you, it's like, did you ever doubt yourself doing anything you're doing right now? You know?
I think everyone does doubt themselves a little bit, but I've spent a lot of time in my life really focusing on, you know, really internal.
That's great.
And really controlling that little internal voice, right? You know, Marine Corps helped me a lot in that space. You know, it's about the human body can do a lot, you know, and you can push this, your brain and your body to do so many different things, but there's always that little voice in there telling you, you can't do it or this or that. So I've really focused on shutting that voice out and not listening to it really when it says stop. And I daily try to test myself. You know, I'm definitely like a workout twice a day kind of guy. I've always been like that.
Okay.
You know, I've been in martial arts since I was a kid and the discipline part of it was always a big part for me. You know, honestly, it's not that I was the best marketer or, you know, I mean, honestly, in everything, I worked harder than most people. And honestly, I had to work harder in certain aspects to be just as good as some other people at certain things. You know, I have my downfalls or my little quirks, right? But I always just put the extra effort in to try to get there. And not everybody's always willing to put the extra effort in, you know, but I know for me, I have to. You know, like, I was always the kid, like, who, while other kids were playing, I was still doing my homework because it just took me a little bit longer. But I understand how I work and how I work effectively, and I put that extra work in when I have to.
Right. You know your strengths.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. That's really good. Did you know, when you, like I said, around the time, I've got going back to the whole, when you were busing and all that stuff, do you say, go up to someone like manager and say, okay, you know what? I got this idea, da, 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 da. How do I make this work? And who do you convince at that point? And I'm sure you're very convincing, by the way, regardless, because I just listened to you, like, you know, you're very inspiring. You know, like I said, I met you yesterday and your energy, it's top notch, dude. Like, I mean, you like me and Genevieve were talking about this last night. You like, and no matter like your presence and your size, but you, it just seems like, you know, you just shine all the time. Your energy levels, off the chart. So my question to you is like, I don't think you have that much problem convince anyone, because especially with your work ethic to get it done. How did that work for you? Like when you started promoting and doing your parties and things like that.
Did you get a lot of no's?
Sometimes, you know.
How do you redirect when you're given the no?
I just keep a smile on my face.
I wouldn't tell you no.
Yeah, I keep a smile on my face and I try to just keep moving forward.
Okay.
You know, you're always going to get no's.
Yeah.
Everything in life is going to be no. And it's like my boy Rocky, I go back to, right? It's not how many hits you can take. It's how many hits you can take and keep moving forward.
I agree.
And that's
that.
How you win.
Yeah.
Right? So along the way, I had my, you know, you call them haters or whatever, but like when in my industry, when I'm able to do XYZ and guys who are in the same place are like, oh, he's passing me up. You get a little hate in that, in that period of time, you know? And I always just took it with a smile and, you know, it's hard sometimes to let things brush off you, but for the most part, I'm pretty good about keeping my head level and letting things brush off me, you know, and just keeping going forward.
Yeah, you kept focused. That's the thing that behind
it all. Do you credit the military for that? Or is that something that you've just, that's just been you?
I credit the military for certain discipline aspects of my life. When it comes to dealing with people, sometimes it's you, right? It's finding your own strength and not letting others' opinions mm-hmm. or others stop you, you from,
right?
Because there's always going to be somebody who tells you no. Oh, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going
to. And it's usually the people that aren't fucking doing anything to begin with.
Yeah.
So.
Right. I mean, even when I was bartending, you know, I was making a lot of money as mm-hmm. a bartender. And when I moved over to be a VIP host, I was suffering, you know, right. at first. And everybody was like, you're crazy for moving over. You know, why would you do that? You're making so much money. I'm like, because it's about the next step mm-hmm. after this right. and the next step after that.
Yeah. You just saw a bigger vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you hear that, guys? So what J-Rock just said right now, man, that's key. And I, you know, one thing that we all get this from a lot of people, it's like when you tell them you're going to do something, like, oh, yeah, I wish I wasn't going to do something like that too. And you just know that's just not in their MO. They're not motivated. They don't have that worth it. They're not disciplined. And here you go, like you said, shooting past people. And the haters are the ones that just plateaued because they're comfortable. And that's right. one thing that people get. And so, guys, the reason why we're doing this episode, because like I said, you know, after I met you, I was like, I got the perfect episode. And I just literally fucking made this up last night. but like I said, I just like that energy you put out, I go, I knew what you were about. And to make your way and doing what you're doing. And like I said, me just being a part of the nightlife and knowing how hard your friends try to promote and this and that, it's not easy. And you selling out party stuff, it's a belief in what you can do and bringing in people, you know, that's where you have the gift right there. Yeah. So
yeah, it's you're only as good as your team,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I do try to surround myself with people who are smarter than me, you know, in their different fields. Like I don't have an ego to think like I know everything, because I don't.
Right.
You know, so I want to surround myself with people who are who are smart, creative, you know, and really good at what they do, you know, and help them become better at what they do. And essentially it's like being a coach.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, like I understand and know what all the positions need to be doing. Right. And it's my job to help push them and make them better, but also giving them that creative direction and giving them, you know, the tools that they need to be successful.
And essentially they're feeding that right back to you, especially 100%. If yeah. you're surrounding yourself.
Then we get rid of them. If they don't, you know?
And I also, you know, I want people to be happy
yeah.
in the workplace. It's, mm-hmm. it's really important for me as culture. You know, I've spent time with multiple different companies and seen, you know, behind the curtain of how they operate and what they do. What they've done, what they do well, what they could do better at. And I've tried to, with the new company, I've really tried to invest, you know, in the culture, health and wellness as being a, you know, a key aspect of what we do. And, you know, happy people are better workers.
I like
you know,
that
as well. So.
So off the happy people note, and this is what I want to ask you.
By the way, let's check out his shirt. Puppies make me happy.
They do. Yeah. If puppies don't make you happy, you probably got some kind of problem. I don't know.
She'd be like, going, oh, she's probably just looking at J-Rock.
He's like, guys, I want that shirt. Just take it off.
Calm down, honey.
Okay.
So I told her I might put like a blinders on her while you're in here and things like that in this episode.
You single too? Yeah. We get a little something.
No, I'm not single, but I have no problem. I don't.
Sorry, boyfriend. I was just kidding.
I don't think you're gonna have any trouble finding a girl.
Yeah.
But we should talk about that because I feel like dating isn't always as easy, especially here. And I'm born and raised here. I don't know about you.
How are you navigating that, by the way?
Especially like in your industry, like we've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
just opposite schedules.
If my man was at that pool with all those girls, I'd be like,
it's tough. Yeah, you know, I've dated girls that work in the industry, mm-hmm. so that they, you know, they can kind of understand it, but they don't know and ever really understand it. I feel like because I do put a lot of hours in, and then I'm, you know, I'm out and about, you know, quite a bit also. And to your point, there's girls around, and you know that whole scenario. So it hasn't been the easiest thing, but luckily for me, I have been able to date some pretty great women.
He's got a good support system.
Yeah.
I've had some great women in my life.
Yeah.
You know, my last relationship did not end up favorably for me. So since then I've been taking some time off. Okay. I just am kind of happy putting my time into myself, putting the extra time into the business. And just taking a little break.
Okay. All right.
I like that. So when you say it didn't end well for you, does that mean that you were kind of heartbroken or?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. I was, you know, and I'm definitely, I've gotten to a good place now, and I understand that, you know, what's meant for you can't miss you. You know, I don't want to force anything in my life.
I love that. And we talked about that earlier, just kind of knowing your worth. So you know what you bring to the table and what you have to offer. So maybe taking that time to, you know, put that energy back into yourself is just going to create something so much greater for you.
Yeah. And that's what my belief system is too. And, you know, after the whole breakup scenario, I went at it alone for a while. You know, I took a couple trips. I went to Europe by myself.
Wow.
Yeah, went to Bali by myself.
Wow.
And was really trying to tap in spiritually, really trying to tap into like my strength. And like, you know, I've always had some issues that stem from the Marine Corps and from my childhood and whatever that I'd never really dealt with. And I would put a lot of that love and, you know, emotion into my relationships, but not into myself.
Right.
And so, you know, I definitely, the 2020 for me actually was a phenomenal year in the sense of self realization. Obviously, a lot of bad stuff in 2020.
Right.
But for me, you know, I was really able to learn a lot about myself and find that strength inside again of like, man, like you have a lot to offer.
Is it because you had time to finally slow down in theory?
Yeah. It was the first time in, I can't remember where I wasn't like on my phone, you know, checking my phone every 5 seconds, you know, and that felt good. I really went into nature. I've always liked nature. And I mean, I think at one point I was camping for a straight month in the mountains.
That's what? Great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's and exciting.
I mean, don't get mad out there, but I didn't spend a single day in the house, right? I didn't quarantine.
No,
a single
I'm right
day.
There with you. So I had a breakup mid quarantine, and that was the first thing I did is I took off in my truck and I went and fucking camped all by myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck this. I'm not staying in my house.
Mushrooms or no?
No mushrooms. I've literally never done a drug in my life.
I'm giggling inside right
crazy,
now.
Crazy, like being alcohol? Born and raised here. I don't drink.
Good for you on the alcohol.
So,
but mushrooms?
I've heard amazing things, and especially when you're camping.
We'll talk though another
especially
story.
Especially when you're camping or you're in nature, is what
that's,
they say.
That's what I've heard.
Man, I do mushrooms. So what?
I will preface though that I did notice he is like one of our first guests that we've ever had on, and your phone's not in front of you.
No.
That's great.
I'm engaged right
Thank
now.
You.
That's really cool.
That. Yeah.
I like
right
it.
Now.
Yeah, I like
well,
it.
We can toss shrooms off the air because I have stories. I want you to tell our audience about networking. You know, going back to the thing about having a happy family around you, as far as your workers and things like that.
Yeah.
Your networking has to be huge because, like I said, you're saying like you feel like you're a coach and you have to be able to pick the right people for the right spots. Are you good at reading that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they say your network is your net worth, right? I think, you know, as a kid, I moved around quite a bit. You know, like I said, I was born in Los Angeles. I moved around a bunch before I made it to Vegas. I actually moved here from Atlanta. I lived in New York, lived in New Jersey, lived in St. Louis.
Wow.
So I bounced around quite a bit, moved to a lot of different schools. And, you know, when you're in, you know, California and you move to Atlanta, it's like a complete different change.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like a completely different world, the Southern hospitality and that whole deal. So I learned how to adapt to different culture, if you will, and different people. And I think that has helped me in my hospitality career.
That's
because
great.
We meet people from all over the world. So all of that, I think, helped in the aspect of, you know, really kind of being able to just deal with any kind of different level of person. And then also, you know, massage therapy school, you learn a lot about people and energy. Right? Energy is a real thing. And you put your hands on somebody, you can feel their energy, and it's hard to, you can take that energy on. So I'm really big on energy, and I can feel it in people, and I always try to put my best energy forward.
Dude, that's why I'm telling you, blew me away. When you were walking, I was like, what the fuck is this energy? It's huge. So yeah. I believe in that 100%.
Yeah, and I feel like you can feel it in people. Mm-hmm. You know, I can, right? I always put my best energy forward, and sometimes you get that back, and sometimes you don't. But you know, for me, it's always been like, I can only do what I can do from my side. So
it's one of my favorite lines. You just said it right there. You can only handle your side. Like, I'm a tennis pro, so, you know, I'm doing this and other things. But that's one thing I always tell them. I go, you can only handle your side of the court. You know, I can't worry about what they're doing over there. All I can do is worry about what I can do and what I do well.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that right there.
I always like looking within, like, where can I be better? So, right. And typically when we have issues with others, like the first place you go is internal. Like, where can I be better in this situation? How can I show up a little bit better? And usually, like, when we give, that's when we get back, I think.
I agree.
And in a lot of cases. I also wanted to touch on, I feel like, in my situation, you know, training like martial arts. So I did, I started training when I was 5 all the way till about 18 I always say that it instilled a level of discipline within me at such a young age that carried over and I feel made me so much better in everything else that I did like later in life. Do you feel like that as well for you?
1,000%.
Yeah.
I mean, my martial arts has always been something. And also when I was younger, you know, I was like a 3-sport athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So team sports as well, right?
Yeah.
Martial arts, right? You're working with other people. You know, martial arts takes a lot of discipline. You know, it takes practice and it teaches you that like things don't just come that easy. You have to put the work into them. And then with the team sports aspect, you learn that it's not just you out there. Mm-hmm. It's other people around you and helping other people be better as well and working in an effective team. So the martial arts is something that, you know, I'll do till I can't really move anymore.
I feel like it just carries on in so many aspects of our life.
Yeah,
so I always tell parents, like, the best thing you can do for your kids is get them involved in sports.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, get them in some sort of martial arts. And then also, like you said, team sports. And that's I hated my dad growing up. But now that I'm older and being in the workplace, I appreciate it so much because it instilled a level of discipline within me that's just carried over in almost everything that
I do. Isn't it funny though, as we don't realize, and I tell all my little tennis kids this and just kids, and I go, there's going to be a day and time when I'm training you on the court where you're like, I don't want to be here and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's like where you're going to look back and go, God, I wish I would have followed through with that, because we don't really understand until we're adults sometimes on how much our past actually is needed with certain things that make us who we are today.
And just not letting us be like quitters.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it, you know, sometimes we're going to face things that are just so much harder. So learning to like push through, you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. So I'm always like really grateful for my training in that sense.
And I think it creates really good habits.
I just noticed like with a lot of people that I've met that are entrepreneurial, I love seeing people that have like the martial arts background. Some of the military, it's like hit and miss. And not to discredit the military
at all. I totally understand why it's like that too.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it's like the sports and the martial arts. Like I just see them succeed in so many areas. So I think that's really...
There's a lot of, you know, there's the hard work part of the martial arts, but it's also respect. You know, you're respectful of the people that are around you, respectful of the space, you know, and the discipline and respect is... You know, something that some kids maybe need a little more of. You know, maybe they're getting it at home. Maybe they're not. You know,
I mean, a lot of parents are
coddling their kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even since, you know, both parents are working a lot these days. Mm-hmm. And so maybe they don't have some of that extra time. And being able to give, you know, your children this period of time where they have to be on time, they have to do X, Y, Z, and they have to work hard. I think it's really good for
I make kids. It as simple for my girls. Like it's like I tell them, look, I go, dude, like when you get up in the morning, you have to make your bed. That's the start of your day for you.
Yeah.
And that starts just the little disciplines like that.
It's your first, you got your first task done.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get up and make your bed every day, that's your first task done.
Do you do that?
Mm-hmm. No, I do.
Oh, man.
See, I'm the same. It like starts my day. So I've always told my girls, like your day revolves around your bed. You want to leave and leave your bed a mess, your day is going to be a fucking mess.
Right.
So some now
people
they're
have
like,
issues with that.
But I think that's just me.
Yeah.
So I just feel so much better like leaving, knowing that, hey, my bed's made. Do you have children?
I don't have any children.
Do you want kids?
I do want kids.
Yeah.
But I want the woman.
Okay. Yeah. That's got to come first. Yeah. He's right about
that. Yeah. It's not, it's like
come first.
Well, just some guys
just want kids.
Yeah. That's true. You're right.
Or they do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I dated a guy and he was like, I just want to be he wanted to be a girl dad.
Right.
So, and I'm
with
like,
no reasons, no.
Whoa.
No.
Like, okay. So he's like, you already have 2 girls. I'm like, nah.
Scratch him off the list.
It's a no go.
Get your book out. Scratch him off the list.
But yeah. So I don't know. And then like dating here is just so hard. Like, would you want to raise your kids here? What do you think?
Yeah, I think, listen, I think you can raise your kids here and they would come out just fine. You know, it's all about how you treat them and, you know, your rules and all those kind of things. I would be okay having kids here. I think I'm always going to have a place here. You know,
ooh, what do I say? I say the same thing. I'll always have a house here. Yeah.
Vegas is going to continue growing, you know, no matter what, COVID, wars,
yeah,
whatever. Vegas is going to come back because people want that escape and they want the entertainment and they want to just let go for a weekend. So I think Vegas is always going to have a place. You know, I do live in San Diego part time and I love San Diego. I mean, who doesn't?
You do like your slower towns though, don't you? That's great.
I like being by the water.
Yeah.
I just like the people. Everything's great. This is a great place to live, San Diego. So, I mean, I'll always have a place here and I'm definitely open to moving other places, you know? I just like kind of, I'm letting universe take me where it takes me.
I love it.
I
do too.
Yeah.
I think more people need to think like that. We were discussing earlier on a previous episode where so many people can't look more than 2 feet in front of them because we're so caught up in our own shit that we just don't take time to express ourselves and look beyond all that could be.
Yeah.
Like we're not in control. Like the sooner we learn to let go and let be, the better off we're going to be.
Life's easier.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
appreciate the things you have too. You know, I hear a lot of people in Vegas, you know, like especially in the nightlife industry, and they're like, oh, Vegas, you know, I just want to get out of here. I don't like it. And it's like, you're making $100,000 a year. You know, you live in a beautiful home. Don't go out and party every night.
Right.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You could take the money that you're making and invest it. You could be going to school on the side. It's all about how you approach it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I always tell people, because I hear this a lot from people. Like, I just want to get out of here. I don't like Vegas. I'm like, why? You know, if you're not happy, maybe you need to look within yourself to figure out what that is that you're missing.
Right.
So, yeah, I like it here. I love Las Vegas. I think it's a very special city in the world.
Yeah.
And there's really not much like Las Vegas.
Right. So, well, I got to admit, like I said from the beginning of this, like this is not an easy city to live in, especially doing what you do, but you've created this amazing world and that kudos to you for doing that, man.
It's not easy in the dating department sometimes.
Well, that, you know, what we said though, that's why we said that earlier, because I know that the pool of women that you have to choose from, it's either they're all in the same industry or they're doing whatever. And it's not you. It's hard for you to decipher. You know, there might be one, like you said, one out of every many that you finally go, oh, we're going to settle in and see how this goes. And it might work for a while.
Like how do you meet girls?
I mean, I meet a lot of girls.
I was going to say, I think he has any problems
lot of girls
with what he's doing.
But I mean, how do you, like, what is, you know, if someone was like, oh, I mean, how do you pick your women?
I wait for lightning to strike.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a big lightning storm last night.
Honestly. You know, I do come across, you know, lots of women and there's something that has to like really just snap for me.
Right. And that's like you said.
So it's
that's
like a vibe, that, like the energy.
The energy. Yeah. That's exactly it.
I say that all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like the energy that just shows up and you're like,
she could be across the room, like all across that pool or whatever. And all of a sudden you see her and you're like, that's the one. And,
yeah. There's just something that happens there and I just know, you know, so I don't try to rush into it anymore. Like I'm not like, you know, starved to go on dates every week or anything like that. Like I said, I've been taking a break. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen.
It'll happen. All right. All right, J-Rock, I got one question for you. So what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear? I don't know. I don't really fear a lot.
Okay.
I can't think of something that I'm...
You know, I always feel like we all have fearful. That one something or other that's kind of like always, you know, that we see in the back of our mind or whatever like that. Like mine, for me, it's like, I always say mine's the fear of failure. And because I know I don't fail and I don't consider small, you know, little things like that just didn't work out or that didn't work. I don't consider those failures. I just consider them stepping stones to the next step. But my biggest failure is me. Actually, I'll even go one better. It's me quitting on myself. That's my biggest fear. Mm-hmm. When I stop one day and go, I just can't anymore. I don't want to do anything. I just can't get motivated. I don't have anything else that I want to do. That's quitting on myself.
Yeah. You know, listen, every single one of these projects that I take on, you know, I have, there's a chance that it doesn't work.
Right.
You know, but I've also gotten myself into the position of all I can do is put my very best foot forward. And as long as my effort's there, you know, and give it everything I have, then maybe that project wasn't meant to happen and it was meant to get me to a different project mm-hmm. that's coming. As long as I don't quit on myself, like you said, and I just keep going, it's going to work itself out.
I feel like there's no such thing as failure.
Well, that's what I mean. Because like for me, it's like if I quit on myself, I feel like that's my yeah. ultimate fail, you know? And trust me, people have tons of fears of failure because that's why they don't want to do stuff like we do independent self-employment jobs. You know, we had to creating our own brands. Not many people can do that. They need to be in a safe space. You know, they need to be somewhere.
I get that. I
get
that. That's
what I mean. So it takes a big, you know, you realizing who you are to take those steps like all of us do to do yeah. something that we go, we're not going to fail. If we're going out off the grid,
right?
And we know that means you're confident enough to say, I'm not going to fail. So you had said something about what you just said, the last thing, the quote you said, it was how we were yesterday walking up to the Elia yesterday. We were like, I go, man, this is going to be great. We're meeting, you know, J-Rock. I go, and I went, I wonder if they're going to take us. And then one of our friends goes, Chris, he goes, if you believe in the product and you believe in yourself and you got good stuff here, I go, it'll present itself and it'll happen. And I'm like, and you just said that. I'm like, so appreciative.
Yeah. Worked out. So true. Yeah. So true.
Yeah. Anything else, Jamie?
I mean, I have a lot of questions. I could keep him here all day.
All right. You got any more?
Bring it on.
I just want to stare at you.
Okay. Now,
anything you'd like to say as far as like, you know, it's our audience on about, you know, once again, going back to starting from ground up, just give it and put it in a nutshell.
Just keep going forward, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't let the obstacles get in your way. You know, sometimes it's like a bow and arrow, right? You got to go backwards to go forward. And, you know, sometimes the universe puts these obstacles in our way to make us get over them so that we learn and we become better. So I would just say, don't give up. Keep moving forward.
I like that. All right.
I do have a question. Do you still shoot?
Shoot guns? Mm-hmm. All the time.
Where do you go?
I go right out past like where the seven Magic Mountains.
Yeah, Sloan. Is that off Sloan? The Sloan exit.
Yeah,
I go. And then where are you shooting?
I have a lot of guns.
Oh. Your favorite?
I have
one of your favorite.
Honestly, I like my sidearms. I'm not carrying it right now, but normally I am carrying, and I have a 9 shield that's always kind of with me, and nice. I practice a lot with that one because if anything happens, then that's the one.
Okay.
So I shoot that one a lot. I mean, I have AR, I have a Tommy gun, I have a
nice.
I have some fun
exciting.
Stuff.
Tommy gun sounds yeah. awesome.
And then I got some buddies that got some really cool stuff. So I enjoy shooting. I always have. My dad, you know, as a young kid, and I was shooting from a young age. So
it's
something I've always liked.
I'll have to have you over to Range 702.
Let me know.
Maybe we can have a little shoot off.
Oh, okay.
I gotta be there for that one.
Yeah, okay.
One against the other. All right. Well, we're going to move into our question of the day. And yeah. this is, we have a question episode all the time, and you have to start in with the answer on this one.
Okay.
So, should be right up your alley. All right. What's up, guys? Love the show. And Jamie, you are gorgeous. Glad that you are now a part of Christopher's awesome podcast. All right. So this is what's up. I work in the nightlife industry and promote at a few places in Miami. Dating sucks because I work late nights and during the day getting the business side of things done. I recently met this girl and we've gone out a few times and hit it off. It's the first time in a long time that I feel I'm interested and want to continue to see her. But I know with my work hours and me trying to build my brand, not sure how to juggle the dating work situation right now. Any tips on how to proceed? I really like this girl. Signed, Night Shift.
Well, that's a tough scenario. You know, I've been in that scenario many times. And, you know, if you have somebody who's trusting enough and you have to take those extra steps, make those extra phone calls, reassurance, mm-hmm. bring her with you sometimes, you know,
I
know
that.
For me, you know, when I was younger and I was drinking all the time, cause I was drinking a lot back mm-hmm. then, you know, I was probably too loose and I was staying out too late and coming home drunk. You know, no one's going to be happy you coming home at 6 a.m. drunk. Any spouse, whatever, right? They're not going to be happy with that. So when I really cut my drinking back was where I started becoming a lot more successful because I was focused more during the day. And if this guy is really focused on his career and building his brand, what's really going to be important for him is building that during the day, making sure that when he's out and he's networking, he's not too drunk to remember. And it'll also probably help in his relationship aspect because – you know, again, he's showing up when he says he's going to show up. He is where he is. He says he's going to be. And, you know, sometimes alcohol makes us make bad choices as well. So, you know, I'd say cut back the alcohol a little bit.
How do you carve out time though? How do you think you've like for him, how does he, because getting business stuff done and then you know, your night working late, you have to find a way to carve time out for that too. So how would you answer that in your world on how to do that?
Well, I mean, again,
I think he answered that. Mm-hmm. He said that he's going to check in, you know, like he would send messages. Yeah. Okay. He would include her and bring her with.
Yeah.
So
okay. Great.
And that sometimes too, doesn't really work. You know, I've tried that too, but you have to do those things. You have to involve, you know, your significant other and parts of your life, especially if you're there more than you're with them. Obviously sometimes having your spouse there isn't easy as well, but you know, again,
but it gives a level of understanding, right, as to like, you know, what he's doing, where he's at, because I think sometimes with women, we create this fucking story in our head that's so much worse than what it is. So if you can include her and bring her, she's like, oh, okay, it's not that bad.
Gives her better peace of mind.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
And some guys, they're not okay with that. They want to keep that to themselves. But I, you know, to touch on, I think that's great for like building trust and, letting her know like, hey, babe, we're a team and, you know, this is where I'm at. And
trust is everything.
Yeah, that's for sure. 100%. 100%. All right, this was amazing. This is a good
thank
episode,
you so much
by the way. Yeah, thanks
awesome.
For being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, all right, so what do you need to plug? Anything you got to say? Just let it out there.
No, I mean, come see us at Elliott Beach Club, LV, and get out there by the pool. Come say hello. Give me a high five.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yep. You can't miss the guy.
He's not hard to miss. Ladies, Andy's single.
And what's your handle on social media, J Rock?
It is I am J Rock. It's right there on the screen.
Nice.
You guys want to follow me after this? Give me a shout out, whatever.
All right, Jamie.
I like it. Yes.
Anything you got to promote today?
Of course, I have my Microtech. And this one is one of my favorite OTFs. So Microtech knives.
J-Rock's
favorite.
Been eyeballing that one, by the way.
I was wondering if I get that as a gift at the end of this.
Actually,
I don't know.
We do have a gift basket for you. And Microtech,
let's hook me up, Microtech.
Let's get him something custom and really cool. So I'm going to put you in touch with Tony.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to be in safe hands with this ex-Marine for sure.
But I will tell you, if you visit the pool, they will give you a nice little pat down.
Oh, yeah. Don't bring that to the pool.
And you're going to have to leave your blade at the door. We found that out yesterday. And the security guy goes, are you coming back for this? We're like, damn right we're coming back for this.
No, we thought
he was like right here
bucket.
In the basket.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's another episode. You can find me at christopher@dating-intelligence.com and anything Dating Intelligence on social media. It's been a great episode. J-Rock, thanks for coming today, man. I know your schedule's busy, but we love having you.
Thanks for having
Anytime
me.
Anytime you want to come back, the floor is yours.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you at the pool sometime in April. So
that's right.
Cheers.
Some pool time.
All right, Jamie. It's good seeing you. All right.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.